I'm Jade.
And I'm Shauna.
And this is Wellness Speaks,
a podcast about functional medicine and healthy living.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 7, Wellness Speaks About Stress. We are hoping that you are all having a super unstressful first week of the new year, but we all know that stress is something we all have. It's something that is unavoidable in day-to-day life, but often this needs to be addressed and usually in a variety of ways.
So yeah, let's talk about stress. Stress causes so many problems in the body. Research has also shown stress to be as problematic on the gut microbiome as a terrible diet, which is why it is so crucial to try to de-stress and keep control of your day-to-day stress.
Exactly. Just like a terrible diet can lead to high cortisol levels, so can stress. And most people know cortisol as the stress hormone, and for good reason, because any sort of stressful interaction raises your cortisol levels, and chronically raised cortisol can in turn lead to the chronic inflammation that we know is at the root of so many diseases.
Yes, and stress can also prevent your body from healing. It can keep you up at night. So sleep is when your body repairs itself and recharges. So if you're not getting enough sleep, so many ailments can begin to build and become problematic.
Yeah, and even if you don't consider all of these biochemical effects that stress has on the body, it basically just sucks to feel stressed. I mean, no one enjoys that, right? Yeah,
right.
It can affect your performance at work, and stress from one part of your life impacts other parts of your life. So that stressful interaction at work can lead to a stressful night at home with your family, which is just super lame and not how we need to be spending our time. But we can negate that by finding ways to de-stress and decompress and let that shit go.
So really what it comes down to is that you have to find what you love to do and just what works for you. But for some ideas, we are just going to share a few of our favorite ways to de-stress.
So
finding time in nature, such as grounding.
Yeah, I mean, just touching the earth and being out in fresh air and sunshine can completely alter your mood. And, you know, sunshine feels great, but also it raises your levels of vitamin D, which we know to be an integral part of a healthy stress response.
Yes, and being in nature is just one of my favorite things to do. All right, so also there are some apps that can help with guided meditation, such as Calm app. That's my favorite one. And Headspace is another one. And these are just available on your mobile device, and they can even send you daily reminders to take that 10 minutes for yourself, and it'll give you like a brief rundown of what to do and how to meditate for super beginners.
Yeah, and I think this can be a great jumping off point for people who aren't familiar with meditation. I mean, most of us in the United States are probably not super familiar with like how do I meditate? A lot of times yoga studios will also offer guided meditation classes. And once you get the hang of it, you can totally do it on your own too. So right after recommending an app on your mobile device for meditation, I like to recommend that you unplug. So I'll share a super shortened version of my personal experience with this, but about a year and a half ago, I came very, very close to what I would call a total nervous breakdown. I was super, super stressed from work. Prairie Bloom was about 6 months old at that point, so I really had no idea what I was doing. I was exercising too much, which is a thing.
Yes,
I was constantly on my phone responding to website inquiries or posting to social media or texting. And, you know, the majority of this was business related. But, you know, I just hadn't learned how to set limits for myself and set business hours, because it's hard to do when you work from home. I went on vacation with my family, and I was on my phone so much that I missed out on all of these really great memories that we made. And, you know, my husband kind of called me out on it after the fact when we had returned home, and it made me realize that being on my damn phone all the time was actually causing me more stress, and it was really spiking my anxiety. So even though, like, in that moment, I thought by replying immediately that I was lightening my load, I was doing the opposite. But aside from like business emails, you know, all of this constant social media inundation and people being able to get a hold of each other at the drop of a hat, and everybody expects this immediate response, it's really, really stressful. And, you know, I don't always adhere to it and sometimes have to rein myself in, but I try to keep, you know, business hours. And if I don't make a social media post every day, it's okay. Things are still going to be there tomorrow. Like, you don't have to reply to the message right away. And staying unplugged for more than just, you know, an hour or two, like unplug all day on Saturday or Sunday. It's crazy the difference that you feel.
Yeah, I totally agree. Unplugging is so very important. And it's really amazing how social media and the digital world can bring us so much stress to our lives when it was created to do the opposite. But, you know, don't get me wrong. It definitely has a place and I use it as much as the next person. But sure, I have to take time to unplug very frequently. So, yeah, I definitely recommend no social media while on vacation. But, you know, that's me.
Yeah, I mean, you know, once in a while, maybe it's a necessity. But I think
it can be for some people. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
And I actually even, you know, over since that occurrence, I will do like when my kids are on break from school, I typically try to like totally unplug at least for a few days.
Yeah, it's so important to do that.
It really is.
All right. So another one of my favorites is music. So this could be playing music or singing or listening to your favorite music. This is going to sound really small and nerdy, but one of my favorite things to do is turn on one of my favorite tunes, maybe something by Dave Matthews or Tori Amos, and drive with my sunroof open at night, especially over, there's this little bridge that takes me home and it goes over the lake. So if it's at night and I have my sunroof open and I'm driving over that bridge with my music playing and it's a full moon, it's just instant relaxation.
So you're
something
kind of
super small. It's like just a 30-second little high that you get from that relaxed time.
But I mean, you're kind of combining like music and nature there.
Yeah,
so
totally.
Super,
definitely.
Super relaxing, de-stressing.
De-stressing.
So of course I have to recommend yoga. I have been a yoga teacher for going on about 9 years now, which is crazy to think about. But this is something that's been a part of my life forever. And, you know, there are so many different types of yoga. So, you know, there's like hot vinyasa flow or a very basic flow, kundalini, which is a little more meditative, Iyengar, which is where you hold those poses for a really long time. You got to find the one that fits you. And it can be hard to find that good yoga fit because they're all so very different. Like an Iyengar class would seriously just cause me to have more stress sitting in a pose for 10 breaths. That makes my eye twitch thinking about it. but you know, a vinyasa flow in a 95 degree room, like that is my jam. And when I start missing out on this, I feel it big time. And the rest of my life, I feel that stress. But yeah, it, you know, I think I mentioned that in our first episode about what a huge shift it made in my life when I sort of accidentally stumbled onto my yoga practice.
Yeah, that's really cool. I really love yoga too. I've probably been practicing it since I was 20, but I've never taught it. But I did Iyengar for the longest time.
But
for the last 3 or 4 years, it's been much more of the flow style, and I love, love, love hot yoga.
Me too.
All right, so another fantastic way to de-stress is to get a massage.
Yeah.
So as a licensed massage therapist, I am a big advocate for therapeutic body work. Sometimes it can definitely be challenging to make these appointments or take an hour or an hour and a half for yourself, but it is really, really needed. So it's very crucial to take that time, and your body and your health will thank you for it.
For sure. I try to get a massage almost once a month, and you know, it doesn't always happen, but it's so good when it does. And there's lots of different types of massage too, right? So like my husband is a huge fan of the kind that makes you feel like you're dying. Ashiatsu with the feet. Yeah, I did that once and it hurt so bad. And I mean, I did feel good afterwards, but holy mother of God.
I really like the deep work.
Maybe I'm just a wuss. I don't know. But I just like the kind that feels really great, like in the moment. Is that Swedish? Is that the term for
Swedish.
It? Yeah, that's what I want. I just want to feel like somebody's hands just love me. and I like hot stone massage as well. I really dig that.
All right. So another way is just take 10 minutes to deep breathe and reflect on gratitude. So focus on your blessings rather than your stressors. Journaling can be huge for some people. I keep a gratitude journal. I used to write 10 things that I was grateful for every single day. I'm definitely not that consistent with it now, but I go back to this when I'm feeling really overly stressed. And it's really amazing how much better it can make you feel.
Yeah, I'm really terrible at being consistent with journaling, but it's super cathartic. And it's, you know, I feel like that's a big release for me to physically write down things that are bothering me. So if it's a situation or I will, like, if I can't sleep at night and I have that monkey mind going where I'm thinking of all the shit I've got to do the next day. I'll get up and I'll make a list of all of the things that are running around my brain. And most of the time after I make that list, I go to bed and I fall asleep very quickly.
Yeah. It's amazing what that can do too. Yeah. Just getting it written down on paper so that you don't have to think about it anymore. All right. So another one that kind of goes along the same lines of that is just learn to say no. If it is not something that is necessary or something that feeds you spiritually or mentally, it is okay to say no.
Yeah. And we could probably do an entire podcast on how healthy it is to learn to say no and set boundaries. And
for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a tough one. I also really like progressive muscle relaxation. So this serves really to just draw awareness to every part of your body. And it can take just a few minutes, or you can stretch it out to about 5 or 10 minutes. But basically you get in a comfortable position and, you know, preferably lying down prone, so face up, but sitting in a chair also works. And then you tighten and relax each individual muscle group for a few seconds on an inhale, and then release them on an exhale. And on your next inhale, you move to the next muscle group. So you start with your toes, then you curl them under as you inhale, and then you relax them as you exhale. And then you would curl them, like stretch them out the opposite direction so that you're flexing your toes the opposite way on your next inhale, and then relax them again on your next exhale. So then you'd move to your feet. So like dorsiflexing on an inhale, relaxing as you exhale, plantar flexing on an inhale. So you get the idea. But you work your way through your entire body, every muscle group at a time. And by the time you're done, you feel totally relaxed, and you're just, you know, you've created this like body awareness and this awareness of the space around you and what's going on in your brain. And you're just way more in tune.
That sounds awesome. Definitely something that I need to incorporate into my daily routine. That sounds really cool. Or at least weekly.
Yeah.
All right. So exercise is another way. Even just getting your heart rate up a little bit does amazing things for the body by releasing those feel-good endorphins like serotonin and dopamine, and not just during exercise, but those effects are residual. Anyone who's ever been in a crappy mood before a workout and then felt really great afterwards can attest to this. So what's funny is exercise releases cortisol, but that's the healthy type of stressor and healthy cortisol release that we actually want, with plenty of recovery and downtime afterwards. It's like if you think about the zebra being chased by the lion, what does the zebra do after it escapes? It lies in the dirt and eats grass. It certainly doesn't continue running or even worry about the lion anymore.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't think that we do that. You know, if we have one of those encounters where we have that fight or flight response, we don't just go chill afterwards, right? Or even after exercising, it's like we go home and we have to go and hurry and do all the things, and we don't recoup and recover. So self-care is another one I wanted to mention, and some of these, you know, could definitely fall under the category of self-care, like getting a massage or exercising. But, you know, self-care doesn't really have to be some monumental event or even really take much time. So like if there's a blog you read, it you enjoy reading daily, or, you know, a podcast that you like to listen to that can help you de-stress. So maybe while you're driving or showering, it helps to take your mind off of your stressors. And, you know, that old saying of you can't pour from an empty cup holds to be pretty true. I know both of us as working moms, we find it very difficult, yet incredibly rewarding when we pencil in those me moments.
Definitely.
So if you're super stressed, you know, you can't offer your best self to those that are around you. And like, I know for me, some days self-care is a shower that includes washing my hair and shaving my legs. And before having a family, that was just an everyday occurrence. So
yeah,
it takes some perspective adjustment.
Yeah.
I also really like visualization and verbalization. So this works well for people who maybe aren't so into journaling. But you literally sit there and envision the thing that is causing you stress and then set up a scene in your head that takes it away. So for me, this always seems to be like a tidal wave crashing over and washing away whatever it is that, you know, I need to get rid of. But this is up to you. Like maybe it's fire burning it up or, you know, whatever it may be. But for the verbalization, and this is something that I learned from my mother, you say out loud, I release the need to, and then you fill in the blank here. So maybe you're releasing the need to feel anxiety over dinner with your in-laws or, you know, whatever the case may be, you can release anxiety over much bigger stressors than in-laws as well.
That is a great tip. All right, so we want to hear from you. What are some of your favorite ways to de-stress? Let us know in the comments or send a post to Instagram at Wellness Speaks Podcast. Also, let us know if there's something you would like to hear a future episode about. We would also love it if you would rate and review our podcast. So thanks so much for listening.